B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley, Cuz Radio, with the Chunis. And you know, I was telling you guys about our summer project. And summer project, people from the Delaware Valley who are doing big things, like doing really interesting things. We've had filmmakers, we've had sports, like you name it, you know, entrepreneurs that are doing big things. And we got a guy who's doing both. He's doing everything. In fact, he's so interesting. And it comes from the world of wrestling. So Danny Cage, a little background. Like Danny Cage was a pro wrestler, and he did it. First, he was a high school wrestler from South Jersey. Became a pro wrestler. He started this whole wrestling school, which is completely fascinating. The Monster Factory, which is located in South Jersey. So Danny comes in. And Danny takes over the school. It's such a cool story. He's a great dude. He's one of us doing big things. I had to invite him in. He's got a show coming up that we want to highlight, the 2300 Arena in South Philly. So, Danny Cage, what's happening, my boy?
What's up, cuz? Dude, I grew up listening to you. I'm not that much. Do you mind me asking how old you are?
Yeah, 52.
See, I'm 48. So, like, we're on the same wavelength. So, like, when you had your radio show, me and my friends would always sit around and listen to the cuz. So, like, this is like, my fanboy moment. Like, when I came in.
Oh, my God, please.
Seriously, like, when I came in, like, as I'm listening, I'm, you know, yo, cuz. Like, come on, me and my friends, like, everybody does. As soon as I told them I was coming on, you're going on the cuz's show. You're going on the cuz's show. And, like, they want all. They don't care about my wrestling. They care about this stuff. Like,
that's honestly, awesome.
Like, honestly, this is. And going back to, like, what you said, like I didn't start the school. I know, like, we were talking.
No, right.
I bought
the Monster Factory.
Yeah, it was actually, here's the most interesting part about the whole story, is, like, Larry Sharp started it with Nature Boy Buddy Rogers.
Wow.
Yeah, so, like, that's the umbrella. We were talking about it off air, but, like, that's the umbrella. Like, it's kind of like the Walsh umbrella in pro football. Like, so, like, there's, like.
Wow, it's the tree.
Right. That's the tree.
That's unbelievable.
So, like, but the thing is, like, who broke Larry in was Gorilla Monsoon, Mr. Fuji, and Red Berry.
Dude, Mr. Fuji.
Yes, that's who's trained him.
Bob Marino loves Mr. Fuji.
Mr.
Fuji was the man.
Mr. Fuji was the man. Mr. Fuji was a ribber. Like, some of the jokes I could tell.
I can't
tell them on air, but I can tell some jokes about the stuff that Mr. Fuji pulled. But he's the one who broke Larry in and trained him.
Get out of here. So I'm looking at the alumni for the Monster Factory. You said King Kong Bundy.
Right.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yes, sir.
The Big Show.
Yep.
The Godfather. D'Lo Brown,
uh-huh.
Balls Mahoney.
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
Sheamus, Damian Priest, Matt Riddle, QT Marshall, Preston Vance. We have a girl right now who's wrestling at NXT, Sloane Jacobs. She's only 19. She started wrestling with us when she was 14.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we just had a ref picked up. Felix Fernandez at NXT. We have people at AEW, Impact. Steve Macklin's over at Impact. D'Lo Brown still works at Impact. Big Show's over at AEW. So, yeah, it's quite a list, man. It's quite a list.
That's amazing. And it's in Paulsboro, New Jersey.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, Larry is from Paulsboro. And the way I got in the building, I'm in the Paulsboro Wrestling Room building. Like, it's the Paulsboro Wrestling Room and the Monster Factory. It's amateur wrestling and pro wrestling in there.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and Paul Marina, the principal and wrestling coach, you know, grew up with Larry. He's friends with Larry, knows Larry. And when I bought it, he was just like, hey, you want to come in our school? And Larry's like, it's your school now. Come check it out. And I looked and I was like, yeah, this is the place, man. This is the place. And we've been there ever since 2011. We've been there ever since, man.
First of all, Paulsboro is known
for wrestling,
incredible wrestling.
Oh,
high school wrestling, like big time talent.
Oh, yeah.
Really all over South Jersey, too. Like South Jersey, you know, in the Delaware, the whole thing, PA summer, incredible,
dude.
Incredible wrestling.
I was talking to Coach Paul one time, and I was like, so how many people, you know, got out of districts? He's like, not a good year. So I'm like thinking one or two. He's like, nine.
Oh,
I'm like,
my God.
Like, my high school.
Are you serious?
Yeah, in my high school, you'd be lucky if, like, one person went to states. He'd get, like, five or six going to states every single year. Like, it's amazing. Like, that's all they do. And it's, I can see the work ethic in those kids. And it's like contagious because then it bleeds over to me and it bought back some of my amateur wrestling training. So now I put that with our pro wrestling training, like the strength and conditioning and stuff. Yeah, it's like a hybrid, man. It's pretty badass.
So how does it work? Like, if you go to wrestling school, like what entails?
Okay.
The monster. Like, I'm fascinated by the details.
So, like, what's great is we have people training with each other that have zero experience and 8 years experience. And what's great about it is we just do a light warm-up, stuff like that. But, like, it starts to get contagious where the newer students feed off of the other students. And then the older students see that they're helping out somebody. But, like, the process is weird because it's like, it's like nothing else because, like, in baseball and everything else, you start at an early age.
Right.
Pro wrestling, right. Like, we do summer camps for kids, like, age 10 to 17, but we don't allow them to bump and get hurt and stuff. We're just teaching them moves and chain wrestling, strength and conditioning, stuff like that. But, like, so we're throwing them into a world that they're not used to, like, when they're, like, 18, 19 years old, and they have a very small window to make it. Like, other things, you have 10, 15 years experience before you make it in, like, anything else. You know, baseball, everything else. You start at 7, 8 years, 9 years old. Pro wrestling, you start at, like, 18 or 19, and, like, you got to get that window of, like, signed by 26 or else you're on life support. That window's closing. So that's, like, the scary thing.
Wow.
Yeah, like, that's the scary thing about it. And, like, you try to give them all the experiences they can and tell them to go out on the road and all this, but you also have to protect them because there's a lot of people out there they shouldn't be, you know, wrestling for. And, you know, basically some rings you need like a tetanus shot to get in, you know, some of these places. Yeah, it's really.
Oh, my God. So you wrestled at this circuit. Like, you were.
Yeah.
Were, and so what would you compare to? Like, minor league? You were similar to it?
Yeah, it's like minor league. But, like, imagine, like, you were a. It's also minor leagues, but I also throw it to, like, being in a band or being a comedian.
Okay.
Because, like, basically pro wrestling is improv with drop kicks and arm drags. I mean, it's improv.
Oh, that's fascinating.
You know what I mean? Because, the story. It's the story. And that's, like, the cool thing about pro wrestling is the story. You know, because, like, how many times do we watch a football game and we want to see a great football game and it turns out 58-3? It's a squash and there's no story and you're not involved. Pro wrestling makes every match and story be like the Super Bowl when the Eagles beat the Patriots down. You know what I mean?
Are you speaking my language?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, you couldn't get a better story than that. The backup quarterback, everything
right.
like that. Being down, you know, Philly.
I love the fact you're a Birdsman.
Oh, my God, yeah. I was 700 level season ticket holder, man. I'm probably one of the reasons there's a jail there. Or there was a jail there. Me and my buddies from the Tasty Cake Union, man, we used to get into a big shout out to them.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, we used to get into it.
So when you guys, like, when you're on the road, like, you probably had to wrestle some crazy places.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't really get out there, like, because, like, it's so weird because right when I started training, I got a great job with six figures and a union wages, and it was time and a half and double time and a half on Sundays.
Wow.
Yeah, so, like, I barely got out. I maybe went to, like, Pennsylvania a couple times, North Carolina. Because, like, wrestlers, you're making $25-$50 bucks a match. That's it. You're just out there for experience, man, until you get signed.
So you're getting $25-$50?
Yeah.
And you're getting beat up,
oh,
man.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, that's like, we always say you get paid for the waiting and the travel, and the wrestling is for free. And that way, you feel better about it, you know, because you're in there with your friends, and you know, it happens, man.
So what happens? Like, if you get, like, if you, I don't know, say you're going on in a card, right?
Yeah.
Do they pay your travel?
Like, no, it all depends. Like, for example, like for like somebody like me, like for this show, we're flying in people. We got them a hotel, but not everybody. You know, it's
right.
just the bigger names. Everybody else, you know, it's sell your merchandise and make some money yourselves because that's what we're trying to create. Like. When people got to understand, when you're a pro wrestler, you're not an employee. You're a contractor.
Wow.
So that's why I tell everybody, like, you're your own business. Invest in yourself so other people invest in you. So get out there, hustle, do your merchandise, do your sales, you know, get on the social media, try to plug things because, like, you can make more money outside of wrestling than in the ring. You know what I'm saying? With, like, merchandise, TV, OnlyFans, all that stuff, man. You can make money off of that stuff. That's T-shirts, pictures. That's where you're going to make the money.
So when you have this school at the Monster Factory,
right.
Are you, and we're talking to Danny Cage, who owns the Monster Factory now. It's amazing. Great story, man, of a Philadelphian, people from the Delaware Valley doing big things. So are you teaching them, like, the whole business aspect of it, too?
You
know, not just, I'm at the top rope. And
That's why I tell them the stuff in the ring is 5%. Everything else is 95%. But the only thing is, it's the 5% that gets the people in the doors.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
So, like, that's what it is, you know. So, like, it's more or less, like, I tell them, I'm going to make you guys better people. And if everything works out, you also leave your better people with a nice fat contract somewhere else. Because that's what I go back to my amateur wrestling days, and my coach in amateur wrestling was awesome, Doug Cunningham, Cinnamons in high school, and my other coach, Matt Long, Milanese, Ralph Alphen. These guys were my coaches, man, and they were like, I didn't have like the greatest family life, so like that was my family. And that's what I have with these kids here. I'll get choked up thinking about it, but because, like, I got, like, 45 students, you know?
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, and we got, like, kids that are, like, we have one kid that's, like, 10 years old, comes to our summer camps, so his dad brings him in. You know what I mean? So he comes in, like, one day a week just to work out with the kids and all, and his dad sits there and then goes up. And then we have some that are, like, you know, 17, 18, just got out of high school. And then there's some that are 30, 40. We had one guy who was 63, man.
No!
Yeah, man. And I'll tell you what. Big shout out to him, dude. He was the hardest working guy. He was a fan. He was jacked out of the gym.
Really?
Yeah. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, we're like, he came to one of our camps, and we got him in a match. He had one match, and he said, "That's all I want to do. I just want to be able to do this." But it probably But here's
he got to do it.
He got to do it.
What a dream!
Yes, dude. He like it was like to me it was no big deal. But then, like, I got to realize how big of a deal it is to other people. That's what I say. Like, somebody hits like a home run in Little League, it's not that big a deal if you just saw it. But like to be that kid or that parent, it's the world to them. You know what I'm saying? I know, cuz.
You saw my tweet.
I saw, cuz.
My Massimo, Father's Day.
Amazing.
Hits a
what
home
a present.
Run. Right. I'm like, I wanted to cry. Right. Like, oh my God, like, dude, you know.
Just thinking about it, I get teary-eyed, man. That's the stuff it's about. So like it was the biggest deal to him, but here's the thing, like, I tell everybody, all you got to do is, like, make that move. Just take the chance because, like, it probably saved his life because working out with us, he had, like, pain in his leg. It turned out he had a blood clot, and they fixed it.
Oh,
but
really?
They said if we didn't know this and they didn't tell you to go to doctors, you could have passed away.
Oh, my God.
So it's, like, one of those things of, like, serendipity of, like, just going out there and, you know, shoot your shot. Like, what's the worst going to happen? No, you fail. At least you fail, man.
Right.
That's the biggest, that's the best part about this, man, is the stories.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So the 45 kids, 45 people, students,
yep,
who are doing this. Now you, I can only imagine because, you know, kids who's wayward, who's looking for path, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're always, and I'm sure that, you know, you provide a home. Like the Monster Factory provides like almost a purpose. And it's like sports, period.
Yes.
Like, you know, the beauty of sport, I always think, is that It gives you something. It gives you a path. It gives you a purpose.
Everybody who finds sports and pro wrestling stuff is looking for something. And that's like, sometimes I leave and it's like 10 o'clock and I'll just tell them like, hey man, lock up when you leave. And they'll be there till 2 a.m. sometimes. I got cameras. I say, as long as you guys are working out, you guys are being productive, stay as long as you want. You can even sleep here if you want. I don't care. Just lock up when you leave. And they'll be there till 2 a.m. sometimes working out, cutting promos, working in the ring, cleaning up, being productive, because like I know but sometimes like the home life ain't for you, you know what I mean?
You just need
that release. That's why I say like once you walk into the wrestling ring, just forget all your worries, man. Forget all your worries.
All right, so I got a bunch of questions for you.
Yeah.
Like, what makes a successful pro wrestler?
Well,
like, what's the ingredient? What's the secret sauce?
Well, here's the thing. Like, there's really no secret sauce because, like, everybody can have that look. Those can cut a great promo.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But here's the thing in pro wrestling, and there is some bad people in pro wrestling, but like if you're not a good person, someone's not taking that chance on you. It's almost like what we should have in pro sports. Because, like, there's those things like, hey, I don't care. I can make money off him. I'm going to sign him anyway. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right,
you don't
right,
get
right.
that in pro wrestling most of the time. Like, they won't even, like, the background checks they do on you to get signed by, like, WWE is extensive. Like, seriously. Like, if they would do it on themselves, maybe there wouldn't be that many people there now. But, yeah, that's the way it is, man. It's like, I would say showing up on, like, all the great things that, for anybody, but it's the creativity. It's being able to tell a story. I tell anybody, if you want to get into pro wrestling, read script writing books. Go do.
I write scripts.
Right. I do too. And do improv and stuff like that. That's what you have to do. Because if you can't do that, pro wrestling isn't for you.
Really?
Yes.
It's now, do you decide, like, how do you decide your motif, right? So, like, am I a bad guy? Am I a good guy?
Well, that's
like,
the thing. It's you throw it at the wall and see what sticks. Like, everybody gets so hung up on it, but, like, what you started as is not what you're going to end as. You know what I mean? Like, very rarely do you go in. Like, The Undertaker wasn't The Undertaker.
Right.
The WWE didn't sign him because they go, oh, we love your entrances and that you're a dead guy. No, they created that for him. You know what I mean? He was just a good worker, a good guy in the right place at the right time. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing with wrestling, man. It's always about opportunity and keep working hard, man, because, like, the hours are long.
Right.
The days, they suck. They run into each other. You're away from your family. Like, I knew I was built for this because, like, that doesn't bother me.
Right.
But other people, it does.
Sure.
And it doesn't bother my wife. I've been with her for, like, 20 years. It doesn't bother her. It doesn't bother my kids. But, like, that's the thing with wrestling is, like, you could have the great look and all that. It means nothing if you can't do the little things.
Really?
Yeah. Because
and you think you could make anybody a wrestler? Like, do you think
yes,
you can?
Absolutely.
You could do. Chunas, get in here, Chunas.
Chunas, I'll put
Chunas,
you in
come
there.
Come here, real quick.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Yeah, come on in, Chunas. Chunas is my producer.
Yeah.
All right? Now, it's funny. When you just take someone, when you look, like, when you size them up, like, I love this whole idea of how you kind of look at students and you look at. Now, here's the Chunas. Now,
oh, yeah, I could make him into wrestler easy.
You can make the Chunas, you think so?
Yeah, absolutely. If not a manager, but, like, definitely someone you want to punch.
Yeah.
Right? He's got a punchable face.
I often want to punch. I love him. He's
love
like
him
my
too.
Little brother, but there are times when I want to punch him.
He's got a punchable face. He looks like he's got a lot of privilege.
No, he's a sweetheart. He's actually,
no,
where are we going, man?
Like, no,
what would be the first thing you would say to Chunas? Like, you know,
no, just,
he's a good athlete?
No, just, like, here's the thing. Like, I don't get into, like, if you ever watch me train people, like,
yeah.
it's more or less like, you're just a number. Like, get in, start running.
Okay.
Because, like, I can't treat anybody special or anything.
Right.
Because you're not going to be treated like that other places.
That's
so I have to get them acclimated to what the business is. Because when you go to WWE or you go somewhere else, you're just a number. You're always a freshman until you make it, you know, until you start getting that big
What's
name.
What's their roster size? Like, when you look at, like, if that's something like that.
Well, WWE is a little different because they also have WWE, there's Raw, there's SmackDown, and there's NXT.
Right.
So, like, there's the training, there's the wrestlers that are training who haven't even wrestled yet. So I assume, like, just the roster alone is, like, over 150, I would assume, something like that. Something like that. I mean, just, like, if you took all the people, like, including wrestlers, managers, referees, the talent training, yeah, it's pretty extensive. They got a big roster, man. Same with, like, AEW. AEW is another organization, Impact. They all got big rosters, man. And, you know, it's basically just live TV, man. It's a sitcom. It's just live sitcoms. That's all it is, man. It's the greatest thing because, like I said, imagine being able to write Eagles games that always turn out like the Eagles Patriots Super Bowl.
Oh,
that's
my
what you
God.
Can do. That's what you can do with pro wrestling.
Oh my God,
you can tell stories.
Right.
And it could be just that match is that story or the entire card is that story.
Right.
The entire storyline. Like it's all the
Love
artists. It's the hero's journey, man. Like that's all it is. That's all
the
wrestling.
The hero's
is.
Journey.
It's all
that's it. Beautiful. How it's put now when you look at the kids, can you see like you got it? Like, can you tell right away if a kid's got it? Or
I can more or less tell, like, we call it wrestler's instincts.
Okay.
Because, like, if they get in the ring and they're, like, like at home and they can, they're not like scared. Like, I've never been in this place before, but like when I walked in, I wasn't scared. I was intimidated because I've been here.
You would come walk in.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like that's like even, but like in my mind, I was still intimidated because it's something new I haven't done, but I'm not going to let anybody know it. If you're able to do that in wrestling, because in wrestling, things go wrong, so you have to hide it. You can't get upset. Like in other sports, you miss a shot, you got to get upset.
Yeah.
In pro wrestling, if you're supposed to hit a move and it doesn't go right, you can't put it over that you messed up. You can't. You have to bury that because the wrestlers don't have, quote unquote, the script. They don't know you missed that spot. They don't know you messed this up. But if you show that you messed it up, now it's showing everybody you're unprofessional and you're giving away what's happening. So like there's all the different things of like, plus like if you're going to lose your cool in a wrestling ring in front of 20 people, why would anybody risk putting you in the ring with somebody who's making $1 million a year and you lose your
sure, 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 sure.
So, like,
sure.
These are all those things that, like, all the scouts and everybody will look at as, like I tell our wrestlers, when somebody hits me up from WWE or AEW and they go, hey, what about this guy or this girl? It's never about their wrestling, because if they're hitting me up, they know they're a good wrestler. They're hitting me up about their character. Are they a good person? All these other little things that That's matter most in pro wrestling. Because wrestling has never had a shortage of good wrestlers. It has had a good shortage of good people, though. That's the problem. There's been a shortage of, like, really good people in pro wrestling, and we're trying to change that.
Have you, any of your students, been signed by, like, a big...
Oh, yeah, that's, I read them. Damian Priest.
Oh, these are all? Oh, yeah, these are all your guys.
Not all of them, but, like Steve Macklin was my first wrestler to get signed. That was in 2012. Sloan Jacobs just got signed to WWE. Felix Fernandez got signed to WWE. Cody Vance, who's Preston Vance 10 in AEW, he got signed by AEW. LSG, Ring of Honor, Shaheem Ali, Ring of Honor. So, yeah, there's all these different names.
Dude, that's fantastic.
And the thing is, I didn't go there. So, like, in wrestling, it's so weird because wrestling's not real, right? It's not. It's not real. But in the wrestling world, since I didn't go to WWE and I didn't go there and wrestle there, I have no business training people, they'll say. Even though the people even though the people I train go on to make companies bunch of money, but I have no business. I must be really lucky, even though I've had the most students signed in a decade than any other coach ever. But hey, I must be doing, you know, it's just luck.
That's amazing. You're like Pat Riley.
You're right, right.
But
that's what they, like.
Andy Reid.
So, like, I'm friends with, like, Xbox, Sean Waltman, and he just goes, he's like, yeah, John Madden, you know, he wasn't a big name. He's like, but they have a freaking video game about him. Right. He's the most recognizable guy. Yes. And he's like,
that's Danny Cage.
Right. He's a good coach, and he's a character like you. So, like, that's
awesome.
Yeah.
Dude.
So, like, you know, that's the little things, like, and plus, like, people will say, like, I have no business doing it, but, like, for example, like, I'm friends with Stone Cold Steve Austin, and I got to be friends with him just because I wrote an article about, like, Joe Paterno years ago during that whole scandal.
Really?
And he read it, and he hit me up, and he just said, a great article, you know, it was unbelievable. And then we started talking. He goes, what do you know about wrestling? I go, dude, I own a wrestling company. So then, like, we became friends, but he said, if anybody tells you that you're not qualified to be a coach,
oh, that's awesome.
He goes, you tell them Stone Cold said to kiss my...
I love it.
So I was like, all right, I'll use that for now.
Stone Cold.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
That's fantastic. Hey, last thing, now, I know you got a show coming up.
2300 Arena.
South Philly,
June 30th. I'm going to put you on the spot. You're going to be there.
If you want me, I'll be there.
I want you there.
You got it, brother.
I want you there, cuz.
You got it.
Put you in the VIP section. Maybe even get you on screen.
Yeah.
Maybe get your boy in there.
I get to choose in the ring. Put me and him in the ring. We'll go at it.
Yeah, 8 p.m. Doors open at 7. We got the Headbangers are going to be there. The Blue Meanie's going to be there. He's a big fan. Big shout out to Blue Meanie. He's one of our coaches.
Big yo, the Blue Meanie.
The Blue Meanie.
We give yo's on the show. That's our shout out. It's
yo.
I love it.
It's going to be a blast. Plus, you know, we got our wrestlers. You know, we have the little guys coming up. And I say little guys, even though they're not. We have Bobby Buffet, our heavyweight champion. He's amazing. Goldie, LSG, Travis Jacobs. We have the Golden Era. We have all these names that, like, nobody knows. But, like, later on, you're going to go, I heard these names.
That's cool, man.
So, yeah, we have great students, man, great coaches. I got one of my other coaches, I give her a shout out, Missy Sampson. She's one of my female coaches. She's awesome. Like, it's like a big family we have here. It's very dysfunctional family, but a family nonetheless.
I love it. I love it. My brother, Danny Cage, man. You're awesome.
Thank
you're
you, a great guy. You are.
It's so much fun. So interesting, too. Big stuff,
man. We can talk for hours, man.
I love it, brother. Thank you for hanging out, man.
No, thank you for having me, man.
This is, seriously,
an honor.
Oh, my God, please. That was awesome, man. Thanks for the insight.
Thank you, Danny Cage.
All right. We'll come back. I know it's Sixer time. We'll come back and get back to the Sixers draft coming up next. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. Cuz Radio with the Tunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.